Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message. Hello, Ms. Ruby. This is Scott from Ever Beauty Cosmetics, calling to let you know that the lotion you wanted, Silky Plus, has just been restocked. You can come in anytime this week to get it, or we can ship it to you, if that would be more convenient. Just call me back with your address. Oh, and don't forget that you only paid half of the total cost when you placed your order. So you'll have to complete the payment either in person or over our website. Number 71. Why does the speaker call the listener? Number 72. What can the listener request? Number 73. What does the speaker remind the listener about? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Good morning, this is Peter Lemansky in the Quality Assurance Department. I'm in the warehouse and there seems to be a problem with one of the forklift trucks. I can turn it on and lift boxes, but I can't drive it anywhere. It was working fine yesterday, so I do not really know what the problem could be. I need this to be taken care of before lunch. There is a large shipment of merchandise that must be shipped out by 3 o'clock, and I still have to inspect the items and reload them by that time. Please let me know when you can have this looked at. The sooner the better. Thanks.
Number 74. What department does the speaker work in? Number 75. What does the speaker need help with? Number 76. Why does the problem have to be solved soon? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'd like to welcome everyone to today's meeting. First of all, everyone should be reminded that next month, our company will begin allowing children age 13 to 17 to open bank accounts with us. However, anyone of this age who would like to open an account must have a parent present who is already one of our customers. So the first thing you need to do is ask the adult to prove that they have an account with our bank. Changing the subject, we also have some great news. Recent customer surveys have shown that our clients are incredibly pleased about receiving such great financial recommendations from us. I'd like to congratulate you for paying such careful attention to both the market and the needs of our clientele.
Number 77. According to the speaker, what is scheduled to happen next month? Number 78. What are employees asked to verify? Number 79. Why have some customers praised the bank recently? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
On behalf of all retailers here at the Pontiac Mall, I hope you are having an enjoyable shopping experience today. Please take a moment to learn about our brand new membership program. By signing up to become a member, you can receive notifications about upcoming sales events and special performances at the mall. You'll also collect rewards points that can be redeemed for free products at the end of each month. Just go to the information desk on the second floor and fill out a membership form. That's all it takes. And don't forget to check our website for weekly discount vouchers that you can print out and use at our stores.
Number 80. Where is the announcement being made? Number 81. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"That's all it takes"?
Number 82. Why are listeners encouraged to visit a website? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting. As you've all heard, our law firm has been selected to represent the Bank of New Mexico. It's a huge client, and will be handling all their legal issues, from tax code requirements to land acquisition deals for their upcoming expansions. It will be a lot of hard work, and we want our best people working with them. So, we will be conducting performance reviews. The partners will interview and observe all of the associate attorneys. So please send an email to me by the end of the week detailing your work schedule for the month. We'll make arrangements from there. Number 83. What kind of business do the listeners most likely work for? Number 84. What news does the speaker share with the listeners? Number 85. What does the speaker ask the listeners to submit by the end of the week? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Last on the agenda is the valet parking that we will soon begin offering at Gaston Grill and Bistro. Several other top-end restaurants in the area offer valet services, and they also have higher scores than us with the Michigan Restaurant Board. We hope that adding this service will ultimately help us attain a better rating this year. Now, please take a look at this map that has been marked with available parking garages in the neighborhood we can rent. Let's decide which location will be best for us.
Number 86. What is being discussed? Number 87. What is Gaston Grill and Bistro hoping to do? Number 88. What are the listeners asked to review? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following broadcast.
Now, let's see what's coming up next week in Bell Valley. Starting Saturday, the Monroe High School Marching Band will begin making deliveries for its annual hanging flower sale, which happens to coincide with Mother's Day. If you'd like to receive a beautiful basket of begonias or petunias, be sure to get the band your order by Wednesday afternoon. The Old Rail Festival will also start on Thursday evening at the historic Depot Park. Live performances and cooking contests are planned, but keep up to date with the event's social media page since frequent showers are expected. Next, we'll check in on some big news in sports.
Number 89. What is the broadcast mainly about? Number 90. What are the listeners reminded to do by Wednesday afternoon? Number 91. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"Frequent showers are expected"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following advertisement.
If you like to try new things that have several nutritional benefits, try Golden Foods' new range of Bird's Nest Soup. Most Western consumers are unfamiliar with the health benefits of the soup, but trust me when I tell you that it can help cleanse your body and give you smoother skin. This product has never before been sold by local retailers, but thanks to our direct connection with Chinese suppliers, we can import the soup and sell it to our local customers at reasonable prices. Chinese people have been enjoying its benefits for thousands of years, and millions can't be wrong. Come on down to our store today for a free sample.
Number 92. What is being advertised? Number 93. What does the speaker say is special about the product? Number 94. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"Millions can't be wrong"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and sign.
Good morning and welcome to this year's Water Sports Rowing Expo on the Allegheny River. First, I'd like to acknowledge Reynolds Boating and Tours for supplying the life jackets for all the rowers. I also need to announce a couple of changes. In previous years, we have had 4 events, but this year, there will only be 3. The 1 kilometer race has been cancelled due to a lack of participation. But don't worry, there will still be plenty to watch. And don't forget, you can share any photos you take today on our event's social media page. You can find the address on the back of your tickets.
Number 95. What is Reynolds Boating and Tours providing? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which race is cancelled? Number 97. What are the participants reminded to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and chart.
As we discussed last week, we're implementing a new company-wide waste reduction initiative. Last week, we combined the marketing and advertising departments in an effort to reduce paper usage for memos and notices. We've seen some improvement, but we really need to work hard to achieve our goal of a 50% reduction. This week, I posted the chart with ideal limits for each department. In my department, we will be limited to 3,000 sheets of paper per month, which will be difficult, but possible. We'll review the results of these waste-reducing measures at the next meeting.
Number 98. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 99. What does the speaker say happened last week? Number 100. Look at the graphic. In which department does the speaker work?